The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, Nachas and Parnasa Berevach, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana.
In this share, we're going to discuss an interesting discussion, which is really a Sheila Klolis that comes up in different areas, La Loch, of a person putting himself into a situation of having a Chiyuv that he's not going to, that he's going to be an onus to be Mekayim. Is he allowed to put himself in that situation in the first place? Where's this negatic subis? It's interesting, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Pasuk in Eichon, Nisonani Adoni Biyodi Lo Yuchal Kum, the Gemara darshens it, B'derech Drush, Zu Isha Ro, Ksubosa Merubo. Person's in a situation where he has a wife that he has to, he wants to divorce, and he doesn't have the money. She has a large ksubi, he had to be mechayiv himself a lot of money in order to get her to agree to marry him, and he doesn't have the money to pay her ksuba. And now he's stuck. Why is he stuck? Says the Tshuva Sarajbu, B'Shem Rav Haigoin, that we see from the Gemara that he's stuck. He's not allowed to divorce her. Why? Because he doesn't have the money to pay for the ksuba. L'chaira, he should be able to divorce. If he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the money. When and if he gets the money, then he'll pay. Says Rav Haigoin, it would seem from the Gemara that at Kama that he can't pay the ksuba, he's stuck, he can't divorce it. It's also going to be Megarish. They bring a raya, the Chiddush Din, they bring a raya from the Gemara by us, Ksubas Daf Nun Aleph, that when a husband says, Hare Gito Ksubasa, there's a discussion whether he can say, Hare Gito Ksubasa, and let her be Merapa herself, that he doesn't want to pay for her ripui. Says there's a discussion back and forth, there's no discussion whether he can say, Hare Gito, and he'll have to, and the Ksuba he doesn't have the money for. It seems clear in the Gemara that he can divorce her only if he pays the Ksuba. L'maisi, the Beis Yosef brings this in Ebene Ezer Kufu test. The Beis Yosef is very mefakpik. In Yotz Advan, he says it's hard to believe. He doesn't want to be mekabel. Divorcing is divorcing. He's megarish or he's megarish. He's also to be megarish because thereafter there'll be a chavis ksuba that he won't be able to cover for. Beis Yosef has a hard time swallowing it. He says that Hadvarim lo yotz mipi the Rashman of Haigoy. The Ramal L'maisi brings it. So it's a discussion, it's an interesting idea. Now, why is this an idea that's neged to various series in halacha? Because what do we have over here? L'chayra, the Maisa Gerushin itself is certainly not a Dvar Isser. He's not allowed to not pay a ksuba, but if he doesn't have money, he doesn't have money. What happens any time a person doesn't have money to pay a choyv? When he gets the money, he'll pay up. So he's not allowed to put himself in a situation where he has a chiyuv to be payrei a choyv that he won't be able to be mekayim. That's mechayiv him not to be megarishim. That this idea is an interesting idea, and Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan Spector in Tshuvas Ein Yitzchok Siman Ayin Daled brings this in relation to different places. He brings, by the way, that the Pri Chodesh, one of the daily pasuk, Pri Chodesh held very strongly of this Rajma. He says even stronger than the Raya of the Rajma. He has a Gemara. The Gemara, it's a Naganta Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Ches. It says over there about a man that had to divorce his wife. But he wanted to divorce his wife, he didn't have the money. For the whole discussion back and forth in the Gemara, and it seems clear from the Gemara over there that he could only divorce her if he has the money to pay for the ksuba. What's the pshat? Why would it be also to be megarish if thereafter he'll become mechuyev in ksuba? So Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan explains what we just said. That if he's megarish, he puts himself in the situation where he can't be mekayim the chiyuv of peroyim choyv, and that's a problem. Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan shtel sui brings as a raya dugmot ledover from a gemara in Beitzah Daf Ches Amud Beis. The gemara in Beitzah Daf Ches Amud Beis says that if a person doesn't have efer kira muchon, he doesn't have dirt that's ro'ui ready, he can't shech the behema shchita of not a behema chayim. Shchita of a chay or an oif is a mitzvah say a chiyuv of kisei adam. He can't dig in the ground to bring up loose soil because there's an av melacha called chayush, but not even an av melacha. His hutzrach for the soil is not l'shem charisha, it's malach shem tzilut, it's malach d'rabban, maybe that's a discussion over there. But he's not allowed to shecht in a way that will be mechayiv him kisei adam if he won't able to, because of hilchus yomtiv, be mechayim the chiv of kisei adam. What do we see? We see that a person is not allowed to do maisa A, which will create chiv B, if he won't thereafter be able to be mekayim chiv B. Same thing over here. Not allowed to do a maisa gerushin, if thereafter it will create a chiv kisei adam. Problem is, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says, he's a raya not that way from cheshemish, but shen lametes lechayit. Better to find a tzustel in dinei choyv. The halacha is that if a person doesn't pay workers, he's even alive and I say biyemitit in schore, baltolin on wages of a worker, whole simon in cheshemish, but shen lametes. What happens if a person doesn't have money? So he's not even. Says in Shulchan Aruch that if he doesn't have money, he's not mechuyev to sell his personal possession. The person is not mechuyev to sell his house, so he's not mechuyev if he has workers and the contract is finished that day. He's not mechuyev to sell his bed in order to raise the funding to pay the worker. Why not? He's even a lois say. So what do we see? We see that he hired the worker. He didn't have money. Again, debatable, because maybe he did have money, maybe he didn't realize. Said Rabbi Silchan brings a raya that even in the case, it would seem that even in the case we didn't have money, it's still not also to hire a worker, even though he's getting himself into a situation where he's going to be an oinis on being mechuyev, on being mekayim his chiyuv. If that would be called he'd be over the lav, so then he'd be mechuyev to sell his furniture. Now again, yesh lefak bekal raya, that maybe this business of not doing maisa X to create chiyuv Y that he won't be able to mekayim doesn't have the toikiv of the, he's not even on the lav of Y. It's just he's not supposed to get himself. It's a general idea not to get yourself into a mitzvah situation or a situation where you can't be mekayim, you can't be yoytzi de chivoscho. Is he even on the lav of Bal Tolan? Probably not. Lamaise didn't have money. He wasn't willingly a mevatel his chiyuv to pay the worker. He just got himself into this situation. Maybe he wouldn't be mechuyev to sell his furniture outside. But that's the discussion, that's what Yitzchak Chanan's raya. And interesting, they shtel through the same idea by Choyv. Now, the truth of the matter is, if we want, we can be mefakbik on that itself. Who says that a Choyv of Ksuba is the same thing as a regular Choyv, that a person has a Chiyuv to pay for a Ksuba? What's the Machmah Vakum? Of course. Why should it be any less than any other Choyv? So here we have the din that the Gemara discussed already, the Gemara says it's going to be the Sugis later on, the 8th parak, the 9th parak, 7th parak, that Chazal created that even though every Choyv, a person could be Goyvev, Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon could be Goyvev from Reuven personally, from Reuven's property, from his karka, or, if necessary, from Reuven's lekuchas, from property that he sold off. By Ksuba, the halacha is that the wife, the woman, who was divorced, or the almona, could only be Goyvev from karka. What does that tell us? B'choy that tells us that Chazal were mafkia the choyves haguf, they were mechayev. A husband divorces his wife. You can't go to the husband and collect from him. You can't go to his bank account. Why not? Doesn't he owe the money? It would seem that Chazal were mafkia that he doesn't owe the money. His property has a lien on it, keneged the ksuba. Now, it happens to be that the goyim were misakin that since bizman hazeh, most people, most of their possessions are not in real estate. Goyim were talking about 1,000 years ago. Today might be different. Most people, a decent part of their financial holdings is their house, is real estate. Let's leave that aside. The goyim were misakin, that's the way it is in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra Simakuf, that a ksuba bizman hazeh is nigves even from a talpit. So again, we could have a discussion back and forth. The Chedush Arim in by us in Nundalad on the base has a whole discussion back and forth. Is the gather of the fact that Chazal were misakin to collect the ksuba only from Kako, they were mafkir the choyves hagov, and they made it like an apoytiki mufurosh, where you could only collect from the property, or no? There's a choyves hagov. Chazal said this is the only place where you could actually force the hand of the Baal to pay the choyves hagov. That would factor into our discussion. If we say that a person doesn't have any choyves hagov to pay ksuba, why would it be also for him to divorce his wife? What are you telling me? He doesn't have property. There's not going to be any place to pay the choyv. But he doesn't have a choyv. the choiv would be chal on his property if he did have. So he divorced his wife. Now there's no property, so there's no choiv. If he'll get property, the choiv will be chal on it. Why should there be an issa for him to divorce his wife because he's going to create a situation where there is no chshibud nechosa? That would put a damper on this whole idea. But again, there's a mitzvah chon back and forth. We said the Pichodesh holds in this idea of he's not allowed to divorce her unless he has the financial wherewithal to pay it. But chalal, this whole idea of not doing Maisa X in order to facilitate, not, in order not to create situation Y, which he's not going to be able to be Yotzi de Chavosri. But Shlomo Eger, on the din of Kisei Adam that we discussed, the Gemara Beitza Ches, is in Yeridei Sim Chavches, of Shlomo Eger over there in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch, asks a famous Kasha from Tzitzis. We have Aloch in Erechaim Simon Yud Gimel, that on Shabbos, if a person has a Begadal Kanfis, it's not, doesn't have Tzitzis on it, he's allowed to put on the Begad. Why is he allowed to put on the beggar? Because if you obviously can't tie on tzitzis on Shabbos, it's an av malach of kshira. So heyoyis, he can't make the tzitzis an honor, so he can wear the beggar of dal kanfis. Isn't that the same thing of doing maisa x, which creates chi of y, which is an honor from being mekayim? Why should it be any different than shechting, which creates the kisei adam? Shlomo Eger has a whole discussion back and forth. The famous teretz to the kasha is Rishonim Mufuroshim Yevam Stav Tzadik. There's a rush over there, the Mordechai. Shagasai has a discussion about it, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is not that he's not allowed to put on a beged without dal kanfis. After one puts on the beged, it's chal on him a chiv to be kosher tzitzis to the beged. So it could very well be that when he put it on, he wasn't in the situation. It's only after he puts it on. The classic yeshivish approach is that there are a lot of rais when one learns chulin, that kisei adam is not an independent mitzvah that's chal after shechita, but kisei adam is part of the mitzvah shechita. The mitzvah of shechting, the choiv, or the matir of shechting the behemoth, includes the choiv of kisei adam. So therefore, that's called he's creating the situation. He's doing a maisa shechita, and in that inherently creates the situation. Divorcing one's wife doesn't create the chayvus ksuba. It's just that now the chayvus ksuba is chal because that was the chayv lechatchila. The gerushin created the chayvus ksuba. So those are some of the nuschois of being the yashu the kasha. Is it the maisa x which creates scenario y, or it's the maisa x which just sets up the situation in mitzius where chayv y will be chal? The one maramokim which is very negeya in this, Choshev Aloch Taisus and Daf Samach Gimel, a few dafim now, says B'Shem, 10 dafim now, says B'Shem Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that that a person is mechuyev if he has a chayvas ksuvas ishtoy, a chayvas mezoynes ishtoy, he's mechuyev to go, let's say he doesn't have money to support his wife, he's mechuyev to go get a job. I don't want to say this over in the context of Koil versus getting a job discussion. That's not for halachashir, that's ashkofashir. But in terms of straightforward financial halacha, if a person does not have money to support his wife, he's mechuyif to go get a job. Masha enkin l'moshul, by a regular choyif, a person doesn't have money, a person borrowed money from a gemach, he right now does not have money, there's no chiv, Bezdin cannot force him to get a job. If he gets a job and he's marviach, of course the right thing is of course that he should go and he should pay his choyifis. We're not discussing. But Bezin can't force him as part of forcing somebody to pay a choyv to get a job to earn money in order to pay the choyv. The famous Chuvah Sarash says that, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. What's the difference between the two? So here's an akud that we've discussed, that choyves ksuba is not a regular choyv moment. Choyves ksuba is part of the issues itself. The issues itself is mechayiv, his commitment to take care of his wife. It's mechayiv him as well, la'acha moise, also to take care of his wife. So the same way choyvas ish li ishtoy, which is not a regular choyv, Bezin can force him to be mekayim. Bezin can force him to go get a job. He has a chiv to take care of his wife. A pure choyv, if a person borrowed money from a gemach, he owes $100. If right now he doesn't have $100, he's not mechuyev to do something in order to facilitate his being able to pay the choyv. If he has money, he has to pay the choyv. In that context, we could hear again another grounds for discussing back and forth the Shaila, whether he's allowed to divorce his wife if he doesn't have money for the Ksuba. Why is that? Because since it's a Chavetz Ishus, he has to take care of her. The taking care of her is either B'chayov or L'achamoyseh with the Ksuba. How could he not take care of her by divorcing her if he's not going to have the money? So that's another tzad in this discussion.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.